The last 10 months of intensive exercising that I've done with our fitness guru, Dave Corran, have really heralded results. And it turns out that one of the other things I may have been doing is reducing the risk of cancer. A lady that's going to tell us a bit more about that this morning, she's a research fellow from Cancer Council New South Wales. And good morning, Dr. Vicelini Nayeshalika. How were these links between cancer reduction and exercise first discovered?
All right, good morning. Yes, so it was first discovered, many studies have looked at the role of physical activity in BMI and cancer risk, like individual effects of these factors on cancer risk, and have previously established that physical activity can reduce cancer risk and BMI increases cancer risk. What our study looked at is we examined the interaction between these two factors. What we looked at was to see how does the effect of BMI, which increases cancer risk, interact with physical activity, which reduces cancer risk.
And just for those who aren't aware of the terminology, can you explain the BMI, the body mass index, for us?
Oh, sorry, BMI, obesity. It's basically body weight. So what BMI is, it's generated from your weight, a person's weight and their height.
Okay.
So it's a factor that's used. So anyone above a BMI of 25 is considered to be overweight, and below 30 is considered to be overweight. Anyone above 30 is considered to be obese. Anyone below 25, between 18 to 25, is considered to be in a normal range.
And I guess, too, that's when things such as inflammation start to play a part also?
Sorry, what starts to play a part?
Things like inflammation.
That's right, yes. So those are all the internal biological functions. There is inflammation, there is risk to insulin resistance, so on and so forth. So it's a whole series of biological factors that may be associated with increasing the risk or even reducing the risk.
So that's the bad news out of the way. We know that exercise is going to help in this regard. How have we found that it is actually reducing the risk of cancer?
So what we did was we looked at, we used the database, our New South Wales study. It's called a Cancer Lifestyle Evaluation of Risk Study. It's an all-incident cancer case control study of New South Wales residents of over 10,000 participants. And we used almost 9,000 participants from this data set in our analysis. And it covers a whole range of cancers. So we haven't just focused on one cancer type. We've covered a whole range of cancer types. And in the survey, we asked them about their physical activity in a normal week. In a normal week, meaning when you're not sick. So they would try and report as close as possible what they would have done before any sickness would have kicked in. And we looked at the physical activity and all the different types of activity that they do. It may be gardening, it may be vigorous activity that increases the heart rate in your breathing. And we grouped them accordingly to people with no activity, people with low levels of activity, moderate and high. And then looked at these in association with cancer risk.
Now, you mentioned some of the low-intensity activities like gardening. Did you find that they were making just as bigger impact as, say, the more high-intensity workouts?
Yes. Not just the same. There are some cancers, like breast cancer in postmenopausal women. We found that low levels of activity was also beneficial. It also had the ability to reduce cancer risk. Not that the benefit wasn't as great as someone who did vigorous activity, but nevertheless, it was significantly there present.
So as a ballpark figure, so that we can help reduce that risk of cancer, how much do you think we should be having either a day or in a week to get the most out of it?
Yes. So for maximum cancer prevention benefits, the Cancer Council recommends aiming for at least 60 minutes of moderate activity a day or 30 minutes of vigorous activity every day. Doing any physical activity, though, is better than doing none. So if you're currently doing no physical activity, start by doing some and gradually building up to recommended amounts. But whatever you do, what we recommend is firstly get active and then work towards your recommended weekly levels.
I guess, too, making the difference where you can. Like if you're at the shopping centre, make sure you don't go up and down in the lift, but use the stairs, and same at work.
Exactly. Yeah, right through. Like, go using the stairs instead of the lift. Just being active, you know, being consciously aware of how much time, you know, you are actually just sitting. A lot of us spend a lot of time behind the computer, like I do, and so just making sure that you get up and you do your share of physical activity every day.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Vicelini and Ayesha Shalika. I'll make sure that I head down the stairs and back up again and down instead of using the lift on my way out this afternoon.
That's right, yes. And especially, one of the important things too is, Mark, a lot of people who are healthy think they don't need to exercise.
That's a very good point, because you think you might look the part, but if you're not getting that exercise inside, it's making a difference.
Exactly, and that's exactly what we found. No interaction suggesting that even healthy people need to exercise. So, yes.
Okay, get out and get amongst it if you can today. Thanks again, Doctor, for joining us. 30 minutes, it's not a bad start. 60 minutes if you can. 2NURFM, 103.7.